celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And we have another jam-packed show today. We'll start off with your calls. Here's the toll-free number at 1-866-405-8405 to Dr. Debbie or dog father Joey Villani. Don't forget, of course, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Coming up on the show, I love this, Robert Semro joining us with five secret activities your pets do while you're gone. Think about that for a second, because I know
secret
activities. Mm. So when you close that door, you're out the door. Suddenly things change in the house, I'm sure. I mean, if I was a pet, they would. And he'll tell us what those are in just a few minutes. Also from Animal Planet's The Vet Life, Dr. Blue will be joining us. He's a very curious man.
I love Dr. Blue.
He's a fun guy. And
That's a great show too.
As you can tell, I'm a little bit under the weather. I have a little sore throat, and I get pretty close with my cats. I cuddle pretty close, and I was thinking, can my cats get my cold? So I'm going to be asking Dr. Debbie as soon as she gets in from the break room all about that. I've wondered that. I don't know if that's something that anybody else has wondered, or if that's just me. Also coming up in just a few minutes, Emmy Perry. Here's an 11-year-old gal. And she's doing some incredible things for the animals.
She's making a difference.
A big difference. When I was 11 years old, I was just picking my nose. I wasn't making much of a difference. I was a little zit-faced prepubescent teen and not doing much. She is definitely the opposite of that. She's doing some amazing things for the animals. So that's all on the way right here on Animal Radio. I see Dr. Marty Becker is going to be with us with, if your pet could talk, what would they say right now? See, there's kind of an underlying theme going on.
Yeah.
Must be because of that movie, A Pet's Life. It's doing phenomenal at the box office.
I want to see it.
Well, it's getting horrible reviews.
I don't care. I want to see it.
It doesn't. I guess the reviews don't matter because it's making records again.
Yeah.
Once again, at the box office. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I'm going to tell you about a celebrity who went so far as to smear peanut butter. Ooh, that's greasy. All over his face in a unique way to save dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Kinky, yeah, are these starving dogs or something?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, that's on the way in just
not
a few
yet.
Minutes. Joey, what are you working on?
Well, we're going to talk about how to take care of your dog's feet and maybe preserve them from that hot pavement in the summer.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful when you walk them because that pavement can get darn hot.
Peanut butter?
No, not peanut butter, I'm sure.
Yes. You rub peanut butter on, yes.
Well, let's go to the phones for your calls first with Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Well, let's go to Helen. Hey, Helen, how are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
Blairsville, Georgia.
Roswell, Georgia?
Blairsville. Yeah.
Blairsville, Georgia.
Up next to North Carolina line at the top of the state.
Oh, there you go with the accent. Now I'm going to be talking the whole show with an accent like that. I just love those southern accents.
Okay.
Well, Helen, what's going on? I have the whole team here for you.
Well, I couldn't. Me and my friend and I were trying to find some advantage for her little dog. She's got a little Shih Tzu, and he had fleas on him. And the advantage, they had it for all the dogs except the little ones, you know, like 5 to 9 pounds or something. And
okay.
We never could find it. And finally, we went back week after week, and they finally got it in at Walmart. And she's got an alternative vet, and they don't believe in using stuff like that. So, but her little doggie had fleas. That's bad. Fleas are here right now. And we was wondering if you can't find the small ones, can you divide the package for the next bigger size dog and use half of it?
Well, technically, it is feasible, but it's not recommended just because of accuracy in dosing. We want to make sure each pet gets...
I was wondering about that. We didn't because we were afraid to, afraid to risk it that it might hurt him.
Yeah, and especially because a lot of these products, it's just a matter of kind of getting them where you can. So, veterinarians stock these things all over the place. But, I know a lot of folks like to buy these at kind of either the big box stores or where have you. But it is just so important that we do follow the directions.
Right.
And especially for folks that have cats, you really don't want to be splitting any kind of dog products on cats because
my daughter accidentally did that one time. She has this cat. A friend at church gave the cat to her, black cat. Mm-hmm. And she just grabbed a package of that and didn't look, and it was for dogs, and it almost killed her cat.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, they are exquisitely.
I said, the first thing, I said, get her, start bathing her right now, I'm bathing her. And we thought for sure she was going to die. It really did a number on her. You know, so that's right. Do not put that dog stuff on cats.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
But it, like I said, it was an accident, you know. And
So is that advantage working now for you?
No, he still got fleas on him.
Huh.
Does he? Okay. Well, it is, you know, a lot of times we find that there can be problems where we aren't applying it at the most appropriate times. So mm-hmm. we do want to stay faithful to that every 30 day for yeah. most of those topical products. But for other pets, we'll have to use other types of flea control methods to kind of adjunct, to kind of help out here. Because especially in these heavy flea seasons, it's just yeah. not always practical that a topical is going to have both a quick kill and be able to take care of those next generations. And, you know, we may kill fleas that are on the pet, but they're going to get reinfested either from the populations of eggs and larvae that are hatching and growing in the environment, which means in your house and in your yard.
I think she takes him outside a lot with her when she's working in her yard and, you know, puts him on a leash, you know, lets him stay out there where he can see her. And, mm-hmm. and I think maybe that's one reason why he's getting so many on him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because you can't live in a vacuum, right? You know, you can't, like, live, yeah. put your animals in this little room with nothing to, you know, the dogs go outside, cats often go outside, and, you know, there's a mixing of pets, you know, dogs and cats, you know, one may go outside, but they're still kind of mixing that population. So what I do recommend is, you know, this can be a tough flea season, and a lot of people, I know we had some callers recently that wanted to know what to do, what to go buy at, say, Costco or a big box store, and really, to if you're having a problem with flea control, this may mean you need to work with your veterinarian, because there are some great products that we have. Some are oral in nature that we'll use along with a topical product, but some will have a quick kill that you give, and it'll kind of kill those fleas and send them hopping off the pet within an hour.
Right.
So that may be something that we use. Or there's even new products such as NexGard or Bravecto that will last for 3 months. And those, I've had some good success with that with some of our patients that are in heavy flea areas as well. But that's not something you're going to be able to do by yourself, because timing and the appropriate use of mm-hmm. different products is really, it can get complicated. So this isn't something I can say, you're going to need to pick up product A and B and use it in this direction. Because it really does depend on a lot of health factors for your pets.
She's got the alternative type vet, and she doesn't, you know, she uses a lot of herbal things and stuff like that, which just some of it might work, but some of it just, you know, is not. And she didn't really have to go to another vet to get it, and that's why we were getting it at Walmart.
Oh, well, you got
to... I've got the advantage for my cat, whose name's Biscuit, by the way.
Aww,
I found him. Someone threw him out at my driveway on the side of the road, and I took him in. And one of my son's dogs raised him from a little kitten, and he thinks he's a dog. So,
yeah.
But he, it works on him just fine. He stays outside a lot, day and night. And when I put it on him, it lasts over a month. You know, he don't have any fleas on him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know what? I've got to say that, you know, she's got to come clean with her vet, even if they have differing philosophies, because it is so important that that veterinarian know what you guys are doing, because, you know, occasionally, maybe not in this situation, but there can be some interaction between more holistic or herbal remedies for various conditions and what you might be using over the counter. So it is always, always important to be truthful with your veterinarian. So whether or not that veterinarian has other suggestions for you that are kind of in line with both your goals, you know, that I would certainly, if she's not comfortable using a topical or an oral anti-parasite medicine, then, you know, maybe she has a referral to a more traditional veterinarian in the area that will be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, something simple like getting your kitty and or you're getting your doggy some Capstar and just kind of killing off some of those flea loads. And then also kind of keeping in mind, some pets have allergies to flea bites. So they may need the medical attention addressing that. Flea bite dermatitis can be really just very upsetting, and it can affect the quality of their life. So we have to treat that as well. So I'm just trying to make sure we cover all our bases with that little one.
She gives him baths in the Dawn. You know, a lot of people say that Dawn dish detergent keeps the fleas off their pets. And she does bathe him with that about once a week to try to keep him off of him, and it's still, he's still getting fleas on him, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, well, it'll help to remove and get those fleas off of her,
right.
But they're not going to kill, kind of have that long-term effect. So that's, right. You know, that is a natural option some folks will use, and mm-hmm. You know, you can use a shampoo or Dawn, and you can use a flea comb to kind of get the physical fleas off, but it's not going to do anything for those other generations. So that's where, you know.
Maybe that they've got in her house, in her carpet. You know, while they had ammonium, you know, I'm thinking maybe they're hatching out of the carpet.
Well, and absolutely.
I thought we had to do that. You know, I read someplace to take a pan of real soapy, sudsy water, maybe even shavings, foam,
mm-hmm.
and put it in water in a pan and put the light right over it at night and watch it. And if there are fleas in the house, they will jump in that and it'll drown them.
Yeah.
You don't know whether you've got them or not.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've talked about things like the flea traps at home to diagnose, but some people it's kind of one of a more natural alternative where they'll try to collect. But again, that's only the adults, and that's only about 5% of that population. So the rest of them are living in the home environment. So they are in the carpet, they are in the bedding, and that's just kind of the nature of the flea life cycle.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of important thing to remember. We're only killing a small percentage of that kind of life cycle of that parasite when we're treating the pet directly. So,
Helen, we wish you the best of luck with that. I know it's been a horrible flea season. We thank you so much for listening. Please check in with us and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
There you go. Helen calling from WUCG in Blairsville, Georgia. Thank you guys for airing Animal Radio. We certainly appreciate it. Let's head back to the phones for your calls.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 0101.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics. Canine Caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.